Lesson 75. Sam, here in Lesson 75, it looks like we have the long A again, but this time with a different spelling.
Yes, in this lesson we have a second way to write long A, and we write it as A-I. And the reason why we have that particular situation in our English spelling is because we have many words that sound alike. For example, the word vein and vein. The vein that we read in the previous lesson is V-A-N-E, is the weather vein. Mm-hmm. The vein we will read in this lesson, the V-A-I-N, is the vein, meaning vanity, when someone is vain, you see. Mm-hmm. It's the spelling that tells us the meaning of the word if we see it in print, if it's not in context. And so it's very important to know the different spellings of the same sounding words. They may sound alike, but they have different meanings. And in written English, you can tell which meaning is meant by the spelling.
Well, that makes sense. I'm sure for the learner that is hearing this for the first time or approaching English perhaps for the first time, it may sound a little confusing. But if I heard you correctly, you're telling me that if we just spoke the word, we wouldn't really know what the meaning of that word was except by its content, the way it's said and what we're talking about. But if we just said the word out loud, vain or vain, we would have no idea what that word actually was implying unless we saw its spelling.
Right. Take, for example, the word male. If I just said male, you would think of M-A-L-E, which is the male gender, or M-A-I-L, which we have in this lesson, which is the postal mail.
Okay.
But just by saying it alone, you don't know exactly which meaning I am referring to. But when you see it spelled, you know exactly which one is being referred to.
Which proves again that we need to stop the tape and practice these words, practice writing them, and spelling them and understanding the meaning of that word so that when we write a letter to someone, that we'll put the right word and the right spelling into the letter.
That's right. And in the sentences, I've tried to give the kind of context which would bring out the meaning of words that have the same sound but have different meanings.
Okay, let's read Lesson 75, the long A spelling as A-I. In the first column, it's aid, laid, made, paid, raid, braid, said. Okay, next column is A-I-L, ale, spelling family. And let's read down the column. Ale, bail, fail, gale, hail, jail, mail, nail, pale, quail, rail, tail, frail, snail, trail. In the AIM column, it's aim, claim. In the A-I-N spelling family, let's read cane, gain, lane, main, pain, rain, vein, brain, chain, drain, grain, plain, slain, Spain, stain, strain, train, and the two words in the box, again and against. Last column in Lesson 75, the A-I-R spelling family. Air, fair, hair, pear, chair, Claire, stare. And the A-I-T spelling family. Bait, weight, trait. And again, stop the tape. Practice saying the words by yourself. If you have any problem, not too sure, rewind the tape, play it again, and let me say it for you, and you say it with me, and then stop the tape and try again on your own. Be sure to take out your tablet and write the words in each spelling family. It'll help you become an excellent speller, and it'll help you remember the word and how to pronounce it much more fluently as you're spelling it and remembering how to say the word as you're writing it.